Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Success Academy bonus coaching session. So excited to be with you. I've just come off my movement, my short walk this morning to at least get that in. And then hopefully some days I'm doing two or going to the gym or different things, right, as it aligns. But some of these busier days, I'm tucking in these movements. So thank you for that, Success Academy. You've definitely helped me up-level my own commitment to movement. So grateful. But it's a gorgeous, beautiful spring day here in Salt Lake City. I'm loving seeing all the daffodils and the crocuses and the tulips. Tulips aren't quite out, right? And most of the daffodils haven't bloomed yet, but you're starting to see the beginnings of that. So I just love that energy of spring, right? The newness that is upon us. So this session here is just simply a bonus coaching session. I want to make sure you maximize your experience, that you feel supported, you feel loved, you feel like we have gotten every moment of possible juice out of this course. I think that's always something that I've believed and lived in my own business, is definitely to travel the path of the extra mile and the concept of under-promise and over-deliver. And I don't say that with any ego, but just sincerely, as being committed to serving your clientele will truly help you create deep and rich connections and a business that's thriving and a business that people feel confident to refer you to. Is 2 weeks ago, we had our coaching session, which we did the full hour, but I was on the go and I was in a space where my Wi-Fi dropped at one point and I was promised an enclosed, private, you know, comfortable room. And even though I got feedback from two of you that there was no background noise, the reality is I just felt like, gosh, I want to make sure they get the maximum experience here. So I just want you to know that I have loved every second of taking this journey with you. And I'm looking forward to today and seeing what magic comes forward. You know, the power of these coaching Q&A sessions is that sometimes, you know, it's us that's asking the question in some cases. And many of the times we're listening to someone else who is asking a question or who is allowing, you know, themselves and what's up for them to come forward. And I just think it's quite awesome and magical in the way that what's shared here turns into being universal principles. And so that thought process is like awesome, you know, is showing up. So I just invite you to all drop into that space, asking yourself two questions: what's new and good? And I want you to jot that down. And secondly is, what's up for me? What would I like to share? And maybe it's an insight or a learning. So it's not necessarily a question. For some of you, you might have a specific question. But I want you just to drop into that. Hopefully you've already created some quiet, sacred space for yourself. If not, feel free to do so. But to drop into and grab your notebook and so forth and just dry, you know, dropping into that thought is, what's new and good matched with what's up for me? What am I either learning or what am I, you know, stuck with or wanting support with? So I love to hold that space. Now, the same process we've done the previous weeks, there's something you'd like to share and I'd love for you to share. If you're here live, this is your time. And I'd invite you to savor every little moment and to drop into that. But I invite you to do so. You raise your hand by pressing the star sign, star or asterisk sign, and then the number 2. Or if you're on webcast, you just simply follow the prompt that says raise your hand, and that will pop you up on my monitor. I'm going to address Karen's question that she had and posted in our group and asked me to address. She wasn't choosing or able to be here live, and I want to address that for her. Her question was, on Instagram, she's had some new followers. She said, I've had about 50 new followers in the last little while. How do I navigate that or engage with that? And number one, I just say, awesome, girl. That's amazing. It's exciting, right? You're using hashtags well as you're starting to share content, right? Those followers that are, you know, showing up and finding you on your platform, that's an exciting thing to do. Now, for me, if they make a comment on your post, then I definitely would respond, right, as I'd engage back. If they make a comment, then I would share and so forth and those types of things. Just because they follow you doesn't mean you necessarily need to have a direct engagement back. Now, sometimes I'll look at, now this is on occasion, so what I'm about to say is not a strategy that I do or something that's consistent, but sometimes I'll look through, like, I'll, you know, there's new followers every day on my account on Instagram, what we're talking about, and I'll see someone's name, and occasionally a name will either sound familiar or sound interesting, and I'll click on it and see their profile. And if they have a real resonance with me, sometimes I'll follow back. Or sometimes what I'll do is I'll look through a few of their posts you know, really quickly. And the ones that have a resonance, I'll just go ahead and like a few of their posts, right? So I'm creating some engagement back for them and so forth. But again, I say that with a preface that that's not something I do with every follow. No way, or I'd live on social media 24/7. But I do think people that comment on my posts and engage, I really love to engage back with them. And again, on occasion, as I see followers in my stream or thread that have newly followed me, I will look at their account and so forth. So keep up sharing great content and sharing your tags. I think that is a powerful way to attract your community and to attract your audience. All right, I'm coming next to Miss Jamie, who's with us live, has her hand raised. You are unmuted if you want to share love, first your new and good, and then whatever is up for you.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, I'm really emotional, so I'm just going to tell you right now.
That's okay. Bring the tears, babe. Okay. I can hold them.
They're good tears, though. What's new and good is I feel like I'm back into the light with my decisions. I think probably everyone knows that when you make a big decision, it's so easy to go back and forth, because when you make a decision that scares you so much, but you also know it's the right decision, that it's just so easy to go back to your comfort zone and be like, but you know, things are good here, my life is good, and I'm so comfortable here, but I'm not growing and I'm not stretching and I'm really ready for a change. So that's what's new and good, is I'm back in the light and I'm back on board. I'm like, yes, I'm moving. I know this is so good for me, and I just can't stay where I'm comfortable any longer. It just does not serve me at all, even though there's nothing wrong with where I'm at. That's what's funny.
I love it. Well, welcome back to the light. Yeah,
thank you.
Back to the light.
Yeah.
And back to the truth and what your heart says. Because I think sometimes life decisions, I've had experiences at time where I definitely felt like God said, or I felt an impression like strongly it needed to be one way or the other. But I do think a lot of our life decisions are really left to us as well, right? That it isn't always about right or wrong. It's about what is my heart drawn to? Because in some ways your heart, your own intuitive GPS, right? Your heart is like your own inner guidance system. Just like a GPS system in a car or on our phones or things. It's like dropping into your heart and trusting your heart. And if your heart's saying, you know, it's learning for me to discern my mind from my heart, right? And they are in concert together a lot. And sometimes they're not. And so taking time for me in prayer, time in nature, time in meditation, where I'm dropping into my heart and it's like, heart, what do you think? Or heart, what do you feel? What's right for me? Because the mind's like, wow, you know, it's comfortable here. Are you sure? I'm not sure. You know, and again, this may not be one of those right or wrong decisions, but it's more of you just choosing to honor what you want to do, right? And what's right and best for you. And I think it's, you're honoring that. So I'm just glad to hear you're back in the light and back in the good, you know, for yourself.
Exactly. I do want to also say that sometimes when you ask for things, you also kind of have to, you also have to listen. Because, you know, on January 1st, I do believe I said this with you, I sit down and I write out, here's what I want for this year. So part of this process has been this little saying that says, hey, you're asking for bigger things. So in order to get bigger things, you have to make some movement in that direction. And I feel like that's what this is for me, is I've asked, you know, I want to double my income this year. I want to, you know, I want my heart to really sing where I'm at living. And so in order for that to happen, sometimes I think we have to listen to what we're being told to do. And that's where I feel like
Absolutely.
I'm at with this move is, yeah, you're asking for bigger things. So you can't stay where you're at and get bigger things. You have to let go in order to go to the next thing.
I love it. I think you're clear. I love it. Is there anything else I can help you with, or any questions that
you, know what?
You have,
I really
or
don't
anything
have
that's
a,
percolating?
I don't have a question, but I do just want to tell you one thing, and that's why I haven't really raised my hand this whole time, because I don't really have questions per se. But one thing you said last week just so touched my heart with the last caller, and I can't remember her name. She's so sweet. About owning where you're at, you know, coming into a situation where you're just owning yourself. I can't remember how you said it. Maybe you can remind me, owning that this is what you do, just coming into that class or that situation where you're just really owning it. And that was so powerful for me because I think as women especially, we're so taught to play small and be small. And I just love that. It touched me so much because it just is so true. When you own who you are and what you're bringing to the table, people so resonate with that. And that's, you know, what's so powerful.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that. And see, again, what you're affirming is the power of these sessions and how someone else is sharing, even if you're not speaking up or and that's not your particular question, how that can have a resonance. And as I think back, that was sharing with Holly last week, our sweet Holly out of Maine. And we were talking about, you know, and giving her, you know, and just some guidance of that. So Holly, I see you're on with us live. See, thank you for speaking up, sis, because it blesses.
Yeah.
But it's just the awareness, I think, especially to your point as women. And it's something I still at times struggle with. So I'm not coaching. I'm often not coaching out of a place that's like, oh, I know it all. It's like, I know the North Star, but I'm still practicing it. Is I get it. And we sometimes were afraid, like the line between confidence and arrogance, where we're like, oh, I don't want to be arrogant. But what we're really saying is if we get honest with ourselves and we get underneath the like, oh, you know, all of these things, is we're really saying, I want to be light. I want to fit in. I want to belong. I don't want to ruffle feathers. And absolutely, I get that and that need, but it's being clear on your purpose is, do I want to be liked or do I want to make an impact? And many times you don't have to choose. The reality is that I find that more people are drawn to you and like you when, to your point, Jamie, they are showing up in a space of confidence, in an ownership. We're not talking about being arrogant. We're not talking about a puffed up chest and like, you know, we're trying to be something we're not. Sometimes confidence, truly, it's like an oak tree. And I love trees, right? The rest of you might relate to this. But I look at it like an oak tree. And that oak tree is not like, you know, grandstanding, like, look at me, I'm amazing. But that oak tree is owning who it is and what it is, and it's owning its place in the world. It's not being pushed around, not being tossed to and fro. It's got deep roots, and it's standing its ground. It's owning who and what it is. And so, again, confidence doesn't have to be this big, like, over the top and we change our energy or change our tone, but there is a shift in who we are and that we own. You have gifts, but no one will find you if you're hiding. And that's true for Jamie. That's true for Tiff. That's true for Holly. That's true for the rest of you that are here live or listening to this recording, is that all of you have a gift of some kind. And part of that gift and the ability to bless more lives is your ability to put yourselves out there, to be seen, to be visible, and to take ownership of who you are and what you bring to the party. Are you confident you can lead someone through whatever your product or service is? And I would assume all of you would say, I do. I do know that my product or service is amazing. I know I can help someone, you know, get this thing done or this business transaction or get healthier or buy real estate or create change or whatever, again, the thing is. But there is this experience of taking ownership. One of the things my dear friend of mine, Henry, says is he says, you can't give what you have away until you own who or what you have to give away, right? It's when we take ownership to say, I am this and this is what I have to offer, I think you have much more impact. But too many of us as women, we were raised with the number one objective to fit in, right? And it's like, do I have this matching hairstyle? Am I wearing the right clothing? Don't speak up. Don't take a last brownie off the plate. Right? Like play, you know, be polite and dainty, right? And I'm not saying that's bad coaching. I'm just saying the resonance potential negative interpretation of that is to play small. Versus we're not talking about overextending and like having to be like, well, I got to be aggressive and this massive. No, but take ownership of who you are and that you matter and what you do matters. So thank you for that. I wanted to just, my heart's like, oh yeah, I want to reinforce that, baby. So thank you for bringing that up.
Well, thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for this 8 weeks It's been really wonderful. So thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just sending you the biggest hug right now. I wish you were in person, like energetically, just feel their arms around you, girl, like just sending you so much love. I've loved journeying with you, and I look forward. Keep me posted.
Thank you.
I'd love sincerely to hear about how things go with your move and those beautiful changes and what you're up to. I'd love to be in the loop on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, who's next this morning? Who else would like to connect? And again, you might have more of a share, like Jamie was saying. You might have more of a question. Either one is fine. But I'd love to connect. If you're here live, let's connect. Oh, good. Miss Claudia, our Belgian girl. Let's see. You are unmuted.
Hi.
Hello, beauty. Good evening on your time clock.
Yeah.
Oh, morning here, but good evening to you.
Yeah, it's not always been so easy now with the time change, but I'm so happy I figured it out for today. To be
thank
here.
You.
Yeah, so I'm really grateful for our challenge, even though when I made that commitment in the last time I spoke up, then I just went to the U.S. and I just couldn't start my daily exercise habit. But since I came back, I have kept the commitment every day, and it's made such a difference for me. It's just ridiculous, actually, almost, because I'm quite successful. I have so many good routines. I know so many things. But just implementing the daily exercise has just somehow increased my happiness and efficiency. And, yeah, it's really nice. So I'm really grateful for that.
I love it. I'm proud of you. And thank you. You've helped influence me because it was our coaching the end of February.
Yeah.
Where we committed you to 15 minutes of daily movement. And I'm like, well, I'm going to put myself on the hook, too. So thank you for that.
Yeah, it was nice. And when I was listening to the success call recording last week, you even mentioned my name. And I was like, wow, we have this commitment together. So I really appreciate that. And so I'm really determined now, even though sometimes it's really hard. But then when I do it, I'm really so proud. Wow, another day. And it's just such a small thing, but it made a huge difference just now for me, because that was such a thing that I was like dreading and postponing throughout the winter. And now I'm happy that I have it back, this daily routine.
Yeah. Well, let's recommit. We'll keep doing it through April, right? I would say forever, but I like the mind to say, see in 30-day increments, right? Like, let's be, we're on a hook with each other. And anyone else that wants to join in, like, stay in that space of, like, again, is we often think, oh, I don't have time, right? How often do we say, oh, I don't have time to work out? But we have at least 15 minutes. And even if you've got to break that up and you go, I do 8 minutes in the morning and 8 minutes or 7 minutes in the evening, like the reality is you do have it. It's just you haven't chosen it. And I don't mean that to sound, I'm not just speaking to Claudia, but to myself and to all of us, is that we just haven't chosen it. And that's okay. We don't have to choose it. But the reality is that if you, what you're after in this life is energy. It's not even that you're after more time. Sometimes we get home from a day, right? And let's say some of you still traditionally, maybe you're working 9 to 5 or so forth, or which is great. Or even if you're self-employed and let's say you keep pretty traditional hours, I'm just using it as an example. But let's say you wrap your day at 5 and you get home and so forth. And you technically have maybe say 4 or so hours that you can work on your goals or go to the gym or write your book or do your thing. But you're just cooked energetically. So see, it isn't always, often we say, oh, I just don't have enough time, I don't have enough time. No, what you really need to be rethinking and recalibrating is, do I have enough energy to achieve my goals? I'd like you all to write that down, right? That at some point has come up in these 8 weeks, but I want to just reinforce that. Do I have enough energy to achieve my goals? That's what we're really after in creating long-term and sustainable success. And so thinking about that, it's okay. And so, again, some days I hit the gym or I do a workout here, and it's more of like 30, 40 minutes and more of a, you know, sweat and doing weight training and so forth. And some days it's literally a 15-minute walk. And some days here in Utah, that means I'm bundling up because, you know, we're still at times getting snow. Or it means, like today, it's a little more nicer day in terms of warmer weather. But the reality is it's a decision. And it's being clear that it's not just one more thing to do on your to-do list. It's seeing it as like I'm adding fuel to the tank. So I have more energy and more depth and breadth and capacity to show up in a way that I can make a bigger impact or achieve my other goals. So thank you for sharing that. Whatever else you want to share, excuse me, or ask, feel free to jump in. I just love that, you know, it's the awareness for myself, once again, is that it's about the decision, not about the time.
Yeah, I mean, I can honestly say I was just too lazy or didn't like feel like it's a priority. And but definitely now I have really a good routine in the morning and I do it and I don't look at my phone and I just do everything. And then when I start sitting down at my desk, I just feel like, wow, and I feel I get much more done, even though I spend more time in the morning. So that's been a great achievement for me now to get again more structured. Because I had lost that through my last year of personal problems and mourning. And so I feel like it's getting better now. Of course, springtime also helped because we had a couple of nice days and it immediately makes a big difference, of course. Yeah, and wow. I have one question, kind of. I mean, maybe I have to re-listen to what the recordings also, but concerning the five gates of closing, so it's a really a nice strategy and I want to start implementing this. I just feel like if I haven't done that before, now if I, it feels like it's like so much that I would have to think of. And if I maybe just speak with somebody on the phone, I can just look at the sheet and kind of have that. But if I meet somebody in person, I feel like, it's maybe a little bit too much for me at once to implement it. And so if you have maybe some advice how to like make the transition or maybe just should we just start like thinking, okay, I will ask more questions. Even if you don't respect like the whole like structure or order, just to get used to it, or should I learn it by heart and try to remember? I feel like then I will be like totally artificial. Maybe you have some advice how to practically start implementing this.
Yeah. So it's a great question, and I love that. And you in your sharing did answer. What I want all of you just to be more intentional and conscious of is to ask more questions in all of your relationships, is to be more intentional about that, and specifically as it comes to sales or to whether you're in a group, like presenting to a group or you're meeting with someone one-on-one, is that you drop into that specifically for yourself, that you are saying more consistently that you're asking more questions. Now, one of the assignments from last week is I did invite you to come up with your core five questions. So maybe not 20 questions, but five that you're asking on a regular basis and you become more intentional. Now, if I am in a consultation, right, like you've set up a one-on-one or you are in a consultation for coaching or something of that nature, like you're doing it like in your world, like a wellness consultation, is I do think you can go through much of the entire system or process. It's just that you set it up from the beginning to let them know that. So if I'm you, and this is all recorded, so you don't have to make sure you write every little thing in this moment, you can come back and transcribe it. But if I'm you, and let's say you and I get on a coaching consultation call one-on-one, I'm going to say, Claudia, I'm so looking forward to connecting and getting to know you better today. My intention with our conversation today is really threefold in purpose. Number one, I really want to just get to know who you are and know what life is like for you right now, right? The strengths, the challenges, but really just get a feel for what life is like for you currently. Number two is I'd like to know where you want to go, your dreams, your goals, the things that matter to you, the changes you're wanting to make. And number three is if we feel like we're tracking a good fit, then I'd love to explore and share with you a few different ways that we could potentially work together. I have a couple of options, but covering things like cost and dollars, time, you know, the commitments of those types of things, we'll naturally cover those if we feel like we're tracking a fit. And if we're tracking a fit, then we get you scheduled and get you started today. Again, initially, it's just getting to know one another, and we'll cross that bridge if we come to it. Does that work for you? Now, what I just modeled for you is worth millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars because I've played that out. That's what you would call an upfront contract. Now, again, that works really well in a one-on-one, and then I'll give you a model for a group situation. But I'm, in essence, I'm addressing and telling you, like in public speaking, they say, tell your audience, right? And I don't necessarily agree with this 100% of the time. It's because meaning like every speech, you say, okay, speech, here's where we're going. But it is like in that kind of conversation, as I'm saying, hey, it's like your pilot, right? Is the journey we're going to take, and we're getting on this airplane together, is I'm reassuring you, here's where we're going to go. And here's what we're going to cover. And one of the key things in your mind is, how much does this cost? And I'm just going to address it right up front. We will talk about costs, and we will get there, and there's a few options. And does that work for you? Is, in essence, the things that could potentially come up, I'm putting you at ease with. Now, you guys, that's all a model for all of your businesses. Again, more ideally, if that works really well in a one-on-one, you're just guiding them to where you're going to go. Now, if you're more in a group situation, right, group scenario, and there's 4 people or 40 people or 4,000 people in a room, you can still, you won't be able to do it the exact same way, right? But you can still bring in absolutely the same elements. So I'll say, I'm so looking forward to our class today and the time that we're going to share together. Where we're going to go is first, I want to understand who's in the room and what's up for you and get to know your challenges and your strengths. And secondly, we're going to talk about dreams and goals and possibilities. And then third is I'll share with you a few options of how we can work together. And if that's something that you feel drawn to, or in your case, I'll share with you our most popular packages or most popular kits of working with essential oils, right? Get really custom into your language. And look at what's included and the cost and all that's involved. But we'll definitely get there and cross that bridge when we feel like, or when we come to that time today, and give you some guidance in making that decision. And then if I'm you, again, if I'm in a class, I'm going to ask questions. So what I would ask someone one-on-one, I'm going to ask questions. Tell me about your current health and wellness for you or your family. Are there current challenges that you or your children are facing? How long have they been an issue? What's it costing you currently? How's it impacting you? Now, even if I have 4,000 people in the room or 40 people in the room, the way that you do this is now facilitation training, is you invite them to get out their notebook or to bring a notebook, or you as the facilitator, you provide, you know, a workbook or sheets or paper and, you know, something to write with, and ask them to literally, they're writing their own notes, identify your health goals, your health challenges, how long they've been an issue, all the things I just walked you through, and so forth. You're modeling the 5 gates, even in a group, and then you say, great. Now let's shift and talk about, what would you like to feel more of in your own body? What kind of energy? What kind of vitality? And how many of you would like that to come from a natural, pure source versus synthetically created? Of course. Awesome. I'm so excited. How many of you have used essential oils before? Raise your hand. All right. How many of you have never used an essential oil before? Raise your hand. Right. I'm literally, you model, right? Now, we could do hours on this training alone. And I've done it with a lot of private coaching clientele where we want to go, you know, very custom. But it's that thing is like, great, how many of you have? How many of you have not? Awesome. How many of you know, whether you're deeply entrenched in natural health or how many of you are coming to learn that this is really starting to get on your radar, that we're aware and committed to wanting to have more natural solutions for you and your family? Awesome. So I'm going to model for you today. We'll talk about the oils. Here's how they get created, what an oil is, right? Let's pass around some of these oils. This is what oil used for this and this oil for that, you know, and just you're back into regular class. The difference, though, is that remember, the more they engage, the higher they will convert. So you're after engagement. And I said this on week 8 as well, is that even when you're the expert, it's really important that you allow it to come from their mouth. Because if it comes from their mouth, and the more they engage, the more they'll, again, convert or purchase. But if it comes from their mouth, it's gospel, or even in by their mouth, meaning in their own handwriting. They're writing out their goals. They're writing out their challenges. They're writing out how long it's been an issue. That's how you weave in the 5 gates. Does that help, sis? Is that having a resonance? It looks like maybe you joined a second time, so I'm going to unmute your second one.
Okay, maybe. Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, somehow, sometimes I get kicked out and I have to come back.
Mm. Were you able to hear all of that?
That recording is going to be worth
millions to you, so I'd come back to it.
Yeah. No, I heard most of it, I think. And definitely, it's excellent how you say it. I wish I could just say it like that. But yeah, it needs a little bit practice to just know how to say it like that in a natural, fluent way. It totally makes sense. So I just have to, study that and kind of, a little bit let it sink that I can just present it in the same way.
Yeah, come back and listen to this recording as well as your five gates. You guys all have the Sales Mastery Kit. You also have, so it's Disc 3 in the Sales Mastery Kit, and it's Session 8 last week that you come back. But it is a mastery. It requires repetition and practice. What I just rattled off for all of you, I mean, I'm, 15, 16 years in of practicing this process. So it's just putting your intention upon it, and then, yes, specifically and strategically saying, I'm going to create a one-on-one or a custom presentation where I'm going to allow myself, that commitment, I'm going to practice it. So I'll have more influence in my classes or my one-on-ones for conversion. But it will convert more sales. The 5 gates is a phenomenal tested process that I've seen work in every industry. And we change out the language, obviously, if you're, selling to technology or you're selling at a home schooling conference to, essential oils to life coaching, to interior design, like there's all kinds of industries, but you just customize the language, but the same core concepts are the same of where you take people and guide them psychologically to look at and address both emotionally and logically the change they want to make. Well, thank you for asking that. I think for a lot of you, you can see that well modeled, and this will be a session. You're like, oh, I'm so glad we had a bonus session.
Yeah, some of the elements I already heard in different trainings, but now since you explained to us the whole thing, it makes much more sense why in certain places I have heard certain questions already, because now I understand the whole system. So it's definitely made more sense now to me why we do it and how to do it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, love. Thank you for asking. Okay, who's next today? Who else that's here live? We've got lots of you that are here. By lots, I mean a good handful of you. So if you're here and you can hear my voice and you haven't yet shared and you'd like to, which we're only about our halfway mark, so I'd love to hear from you. If you want to raise your hand, press star and the 2 sign, or the star sign and number 2, or click raise hand on your webcast if you're with us. I'd love to hear, even if you're short, your share is like, hey, I just want to share a lesson I've learned in this course or something that's up for me, or you have something more specific. Let's definitely use our time. All right, Ms. Joanna's raised her hand. You are unmuted if you want to share what's your new and good, and then go from there.
So my new and good. I'm not a big superhero guru or anything. But my husband and I went to go see Captain Marvel this past weekend. And it's interesting, just everything that I've been listening to with you, Tiffany, and then the success principles, and then the people that I follow on social media. And with this movie, one of the biggest messages that I got out of it was just self-empowerment. And just finding your inner power within yourself, which is redundant right there, but just finding that power within yourself and how that's there and it's been there and it's going to be there the entire time. It's just a matter of you really getting, I guess, clicking it on or turning it on I don't know how to express myself well, it's just a matter of you using it and acknowledging it and kind of just doing what you need to do with it, if that makes sense. Or allowing it
I love
to
that.
Kind of shine forth. Mm-hmm. And that was a big aha moment. I know that sounds really maybe a little silly because it's just a superhero movie. But to me, it was just, I think, a culmination of everything I've been learning and everything I've been really looking at. And I've always been taught, you know, by my parents, you can do anything you want as long as you're willing to work hard for it. But I think there's a difference between that and then self-empowerment and knowing that everything you need is inside of yourself and you are a powerful being and force as long as you allow yourself to let that shine forth, I guess.
Yeah.
And so that's my new and good. Because I think it makes a big difference in my life. It helps.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I want to see that movie. I've heard a few people share or post about it. And, you know, I'm just like, oh, and now that you just said that, I'm like, okay, I definitely am going to go see this movie. So thank you for sharing that. But you're right. I think it's part of our life lessons, right? And I'm glad, like, you had great parents, it sounds like, in a way that they were saying, you know, they were still human, because human parents are human, but they were like, hey, you know, you can achieve whatever you put your mind to, and that's awesome. And like you're saying, you get to learn along the way that a lot of what we're looking for is actually within us, as you're saying that. So thank you for that reminder. Like, that's so good for me to hear and just be reminded of, you know, and like, oh, you know, the aspect of that. So thank you for sharing that. Is there anything else that you want to share or that I can support you with today?
Yeah, so I've been doing, I've done a couple of, you know, how you do your test to see what your strengths are what your strengths are essentially. And, you know, I've heard time and time again that as much as people say you should focus on your weaknesses and make them your strengths, you really should focus on your strengths and make them stronger. And then your weaknesses will, to some degree, they'll follow along. So I've done these tests and I've seen my strengths a little bit. And I do agree with them, but how do I apply that into my life? Like, how do I really make the best out of it and not just let it be another piece of paper that's sitting here that's telling me, oh, this is what you're good at? But like, how do I really hone in on that and really use it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that I agree with you 100% is you make money in your strengths, right? And you shine in your strengths. And it's like, oh, because, yeah, for a long time, I think we were all thought like, oh, I'll take my weaknesses and let's try to make them stronger. And I'm not saying that's wrong. Again, there's just different life-isms and life philosophies. But I'm aware, it's like for me, Joanna, years ago, I fired myself from accounting with my business. I mean, I was like, you're done, sis. You're fired. You can't do this. And, you know, like after this is, you know, I've been in my own business now for 9 years, and a little over 9 years. It was 9 years in January, but my own business experience was that I was the first 4 years, what was happening is I was like the last week of the year, I was pretty much updating an entire year's worth of QuickBooks, going back through receipts and entering them in and figuring it out. And oh my gosh, you want to talk about pulling out every eyelash from your face, right? It's like, oh my gosh. Because it just wasn't like I'd have the best of intentions. And granted, truly, I could have made a decision and to do that and put it in my calendar. And when you're first new in business, sometimes the reality is you do have to bootstrap and do all the things, even if they're not your strengths. And I get that. And that was kind of the season. But I had already come out of that season. I was already in a very profitable point. I was back to six figures by that point and so forth. And I'm just sharing my own example. But the reality is that I was like, okay, well, you're fired and we're paying a bookkeeper. And even though, you know, it's like that's an added expense, it actually, the time and the energy that frees up for me is my strength is in coaching and connecting and creativity, right? I'm definitely that. So I hire people and put people around me that are more the details people, right? That is their strength. And my accountant, my CPA, she's amazing. She loves what she does. She's fascinated by it, right? And my bookkeeper loves what she does, right? I work both my bookkeeper and my CPA, both amazing women, and they love doing that work. And awesome. And even though I, quote, pay, I definitely pay for that. It's an investment. I also think, gosh, I'd rather free up my, you know, 5 or 6 hours of doing all that bookkeeping, you know, and that would maybe say it's like 2 hours a month, if that's what it would require. I'm not sure. But let's say it's 2 hours a month. And I'd rather free that up, and I'd rather go make, you know, double or triple what I'm going to pay that bookkeeper in my gifts. So that's a long way of those saying, it's just like learning for yourself what your gifts and your strengths are, is knowing that, yes. So for you, is your question more, just if you could restate your question, make sure I'm addressing it, but are you saying, how do I expand on my strengths? Or are you still struggling with, do I need to work on my weaknesses?
No, I think it is. It's more, how do I expand on them? How do I see them, and I've known about them for a while, but I think, obviously you've addressed a lot of it throughout the program, and just self-trust and self-care and whatnot. But just how do I really, this is one of my gifts, is maybe for me, it's being able to connect with people. Okay, well then how do I really honor that and expand on that and make sure that I'm doing that, but not just that one, but just each individual gift that I can see or that I know about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the biggest thing is you just put your intention on it, right? What we give energy to gets bigger, right? What you focus on, you've heard the phrase, what you focus on expands. And so for me, it's just putting the intention on, like, oh, I want to serve, I want to love, I want to connect. Awesome. Put your intention on it and then play that out in time and what that might look like. Right? You might say, well, I'm going to go to lunch with a girlfriend, or I'm going to put some notes in the mail, or I'm going to call a friend today or send off a few texts, or I'm going to go gather a large group and put them in an event called a retreat, or, you know, a one-day workshop or whatever, and I'm going to create connection and create depth and so forth. I don't know if there's like this perfect, I mean, I know it sounds really simple, but that's it. Now, part of your question might be, how do I make money from my gifts or my strengths? And that's, you know, another layered conversation, but it's saying, one, it's okay to be paid for your strengths, right? You believe in what you do and what you have to offer, and that you can organize that, whether it's content and training, like I've organized this in Success Academy. You could do something very similar. Maybe it's a one-day event. Maybe it's an eight-week session type thing or whatever that might look like. You might say, oh, that's coaching for you, and you might say, that's not for me. Awesome. But whatever your thing is, it's, if part of your question, right, is like, well, how do we monetize that? It's like, great, go back to week 7 and look at the different sales funnel layers of saying, okay, some of the things I do for free, right? Like right now you've all seen me in Lifetime do a course for free called Sales Summit. And everyone, and we have about almost 8,000 people have opted into that. Now, it doesn't mean all 8,000 are actively participating. We have about half that. A little more than half, about 4,500 people are active in a Facebook group, right? And they're creating community there. And the others of who's downloading and how much, we don't track that. But I'm sharing that gift with a lot of people for free. And then you'll see this week we'll make an offer, which, by the way, Success Academy, you all get a coupon for $100 off the package if you want to own that in your library. Would love for you to have that, and we'll send that to you specifically. But just this group, you'll get $100 off of it if you want it. But you'll see us go to an open cart situation where those that a portion are going to say, hey, wow, I need to own this because I am similar, like what you watched me model for Claudia. That's mastery. And you need to listen to that and come back to it over and over again. You're not going to get it at one swoop or even two or three or four times. You'll make progress with it. But some of the people will say, yeah, I need to own that, and they'll purchase it. And that's how we then monetized, right? We've done this amazing free course for a month. Then a portion will purchase it, right? Some of them won't, but some of them in the future, they might say, I'm ready for Success Academy, or I'm going to come to this live retreat she's hosting. right? It's just knowing that that's, again, your sales funnel, which is session 7. I'm modeling for you a little bit. It's like the freebie. And then there's, you know, some people might buy a CD and some might buy a package and some might buy coaching and some might come to a retreat. Some might book me for a VIP day, right? As you have various tiers of that, is just using that as an example, but similar for your business and the things that you're doing. Is using your gifts to help your business grow too. If you're great at connecting, then go out and connect. Go to meetup groups, networking groups, trade shows, and share like what you're up to, this cool new thing that you and your husband are doing, right? Is go hang out with people and share your passion and share what you're up to. That's a powerful way to help obviously raise the exposure as well as your sales by sharing it with more people.
Great. Perfect. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you for sharing. You're welcome. It's been such a joy to get to know you and have you part of this process, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, I am coming next to Ms. Christy Palmer. You give me one sec. There we go. You are unmuted. Hello, beauty. Good morning.
Good morning. New and good is that I finally have an office.
Oh, so, yay. Congratulations.
Excited. Yeah. I now have somewhere that I can get organized and be able to leave things on the desk and shut the door. And my daughter even understands that if I'm in the office and on the phone, she opens the door, sees me in there, and turns around and walks back out. Or she stays nice and quiet. So that's definitely a massive win for my family. So that wouldn't have happened if I didn't have it. So, yeah, I'm very thankful for everything that you've shared. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Just a big thanks for everything.
Love it. Well, I'm so glad you've been with us. I've enjoyed, you've inspired me week after week because it's like middle of the night for you and you're like, I'm here. I'm showing up, right? So thank you for modeling that, and I'm just so excited to see you thrive. And I love that you have your own office. I think there's something so, it's like, okay, it feels like, all right, this feels maybe like legit. I got a little thing going here that I'm making happen. So good for you.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Anyone else this morning want to tuck in? We've still got plenty of time. If someone else wants to share, if you want to raise your hand, press star, the number 2, or raise your hand on your webcast. We'd love to support you if there's something that's percolating or that you want to share. Okay, Christy, I'm coming back to you. Did I mute you too soon, girl?
No, my computer seems to be playing up. It currently says raise hand,
okay,
lower hand. So don't know what's going on. All good.
Okay. Okay. I was like, oh, shoot, maybe she had more, and I just didn't catch that. So, all right, sis.
All good.
We will put your hand down. You're welcome. Okay, Liz, Holly, either of you want to share before we wrap up this course? I'd love to hear from you if there's something that's on your heart or something that you want to share. Anyone? Going once, going twice. Okay, Miss Holly, I am coming to you. Love it. All right, love, you are unmuted.
Hi. I thank you for taking my call last week. I didn't even realize it was the last week of the whole Success Academy. It was just on my heart that I just had to try to get that call in. I didn't even think of anything new and good for today. I did reach out to somebody that I had spoken to last week when I did those two event tables. So I went to see her in her office today. She had won a gift, and we had a nice conversation. And so I'll revisit her again. She said she'll definitely want to talk to me again. So I don't have anything else prepared to say, but just
okay.
That you said that you just, you know, called me out. But
lovingly.
Still working on things. Yeah.
Yeah. That's my hope, at least, is you felt well-loved. It's just more of, I see so much power and potential in you. And I hope that you, you know, it's like sometimes having that. And that's the difference of coaching versus a girlfriend that says, hey, sis, you got to own this. You're so talented. And you have a lot to offer. And so, as you heard in the beginning of our share today, too, about what, you know, Jamie was saying, that your share really had a positive impact on her, too. And that she needed to hear that. So that's, again, the gift of coming together. So thank you for sharing that. And remember, it's a practice, right? None of us, myself included, are perfect at the things we talk about and the things we're coaching around. It's just choosing to say, okay, yeah, I'm going to work on this. And what a difference that makes, right?
Right. Right. It's like you were saying, it's not perfection, it's progress, and just keep going with it. Yeah.
Amen, sister. Well, I love it. Well, let me do this. I just want to wrap up our group. You know, a few thoughts that I want to share as we come to a close with Success Academy for this season. I have thoroughly enjoyed being your coach on this process and getting to know you personally and intimately and knowing your strengths and knowing your struggles and being part of that journey as we get to, you know, have shared that space together and have gone there in a lot of different places. I know that if you will come back and listen to your course, again, you have lifetime access to this, these 8 weeks, and some weeks you might say, gosh, I really need help with my time management, and you come back to week 3, where you're saying, I really need to get clarity on my messaging. I've changed what I'm doing, or I want to work on my branding, and we come back to week 5, or, again, whatever the content might be, as well as these coaching Q&A sessions, what you've probably learned and as we've seen modeled today in real time, is that what other people are sharing, even if they're around the world, some other part of the country or different industry or business that their share has had an impact on you and what you've needed to hear or learn or implement. I know this, that the principles always work if you work the principles. And so it's coming to them in a space of repetition, right? So I invite you to do that and to practice these things. We began with the 3 core coaching philosophies, that it's not about perfection, but commitment. We focus on practice and progress. And 3, we observe versus judge, and working through that as we navigate change in our lives. So I just want to say that I have deep appreciation, gratitude, and love for you, and I look forward to staying connected and forward to hearing about what's up for you. If you ever want to repeat Success Academy in the past, if you want to come back as an alumni student, you are welcome to do so and invited to do so. You always can repeat the course at 50% off. As a graduate, if you ever want to come back to that. And I hope that we will stay connected into various ways, both online, in person, whether that's in a future retreat that I'd love to see you and have you in person, something like that. I'd love to stay connected. So I wish you all the very best. So much love from me to you. If there's anything else that me or my team can do to support you, please, by all means, let us know. We'd be glad to do so. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll look forward to staying connected and connecting soon. Thanks, everyone.